Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, going around the federal government, how Governor Newsom is ensuring our healthcare workers get the proper PPE they need to do their jobs.
Schools officially closed for the year. How distance learning is proving to be a challenge, though, for some teachers and students. Plus this.
Those are the kind of things that wind them up in the ICU and ultimately give them a higher death rate.
Coronavirus deaths broken down by race. This morning, the group seeing a higher death rate and the one contributing factor. Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Michelle Griego.
Good morning. I'm Kenny Choi. It is 5 o'clock right now. Let's see how that weather is shaping up for this Wednesday morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning to you, Kenny and Michelle. We're starting off the day with temperatures in the 40s and in the 50s this morning, so not as chilly as yesterday. A beautiful live look with our Treasure Island camera, and you can see those clouds. So patchy fog in spots this morning. So looking at low 50s from Concord, Oakland, Livermore, San Francisco, and for San Jose, 40 degrees right now in Santa Rosa with clear skies. So as we head through the day, daytime high is seasonal, if not just a degree or two below average. So seasonal with partly sunny skies. Looking at daytime highs, 61 in San Francisco, 64 in Oakland, 68 for a high this afternoon in San Jose, and 67 for Concord. A big warm-up in store for us as we head through the week. I'll have more on that coming up. But now let's check in with Gianna for a look at traffic. Good morning.
Thanks, Mary. Let's take a look at the roadways right now. There are a lot of construction projects happening this morning. So if you are an essential worker, a delivery truck driver, a healthcare worker, and you're getting out and about early today, just a heads up, you might run up to a couple of trouble spots along 101, or I should say busy spots because of that road work. So lane closures through San Mateo, both directions of 101, alternating lanes. You'll still be able to squeeze by, but just a heads up there. Golden Gate Bridge, very quiet, as is all of our Bay Area bridges. But just north of here, there is some road work on that southbound side of 101. Just as you approach the Waldo Grade. I want to get you updated on the ongoing changes for public transit. Today, the second wave of schedule changes for Muni is happening. They continue to reduce service. They will now only focus on 17 core routes. For example, N Judah Bus, 8 Bayshore, 22 Fillmore, 38 Geary, 38R Geary Rapid, just to name a few. The frequency of buses will also vary by line so that the lines experiencing some crowding will have more frequent service than others. So if you do plan on using Muni, make sure you check that schedule before you head out the door, and we will have all this information on our website at kpix.com. More changes coming to BART. I'll have that in my next report.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, and we just got some breaking news from Tesla, which is, of course, based in Fremont. They are slashing salaries and furloughing employees. This is all, of course, because of the pandemic, disrupting operations and crippling demand for their electric vehicles. Starting next Monday, U.S. employees at the management level will see reductions in pay of 20% to 30%, and everybody else getting a 10% pay cut. That is according to an internal email. These reductions are expected to be in place until the end of June. Pay raises and equity grants will also be put on hold, and non-U.S. employees are going to face similar reductions, according to the company's email. This will have an effect on some of the many employees when it comes to the money that they're able to spend on the local economy there in the East Bay. We reached out to Tesla for comment and have not yet heard back. Back to you.
And thank you. Now to an update on coronavirus-related deaths in the Bay Area. Tuesday was the deadliest day of the crisis so far across the 9 Bay Area counties. 13 deaths were reported. Now, 5 states also reported their deadliest single day since the outbreak began. The virus has killed 731 people in New York since Monday, but the governor, Governor Cuomo there, also said that there are signs of stabilization and a slowing of new cases. Meanwhile, New Jersey, Illinois, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania also reported their highest number of deaths in a single day.
Governor Newsom says the state has secured a monthly supply of 200 million surgical and N95 masks for medical workers. He says the supply should be enough to also help other states struggling to find these critical protective gear.
We're confident we can supply the needs of the state of California, potentially the needs of other Western states. And so we just inked a number of contracts in the last few days that give me confidence in being able to say that.
Meanwhile, this morning, the mayor of Los Angeles ramping up the city's face mask order. Starting on Friday, all customers will have to wear face coverings when entering essential businesses.
if you're shopping for groceries, if you're picking up your prescription, or visiting any other essential business, you will need to cover your face. And if you're not covering your face by Friday morning, an essential business can refuse you service.
The same will go for employees at these businesses, which include grocery stores, pharmacies, restaurants, hotels, ride shares, and construction sites.
Happening today, a testing site for vulnerable populations, first responders, and essential city workers is opening up in Berkeley. Officials say those who already have a health care provider should not visit the site so efforts can go directly to people in critical need.
I'm Jackie Ward, live in front of the Oakland Unified School building, where this is just one of many districts that now have to implement distance learning for all of its students. In fact, these six Bay Area counties have to do the same thing, including Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, San Mateo, Santa Clara, and San Francisco. They're all moving to online learning. For some teachers and students, that will be a challenge, as many low-income families struggle to access the proper devices needed to keep up with learning.
A lot of our families simply don't have technology at home. They don't have a computer, they don't have internet access, and that makes it very difficult to do really a lot of the instruction that we want to do.
Up to 13,000 families are picking up school lunches on Mondays and Thursdays in Oakland, making it the perfect time for the school district to distribute donated Chromebook laptops, Wi-Fi hotspots, and other school supplies, along with lesson plans. Even the arts are moving online as students from Oakland Tech use Zoom to rehearse their play. In the next half hour, I'll detail some of what the other districts across the Bay Area are doing to increase distance learning. In Oakland, Jackie Ward, KPIX 5.
Louisiana has recorded its highest number of coronavirus deaths in one day. The state has more than 16,000 cases and nearly 600 deaths in total. California's Surgeon General says there has been dangerous misinformation over whether African Americans can get the virus.
There was, unfortunately, a terrible rumor circulating that for some reason African Americans don't get coronavirus. That rumor is completely false. Because of the true and unfortunate history of medical maltreatment of different groups of people, but especially African Americans in the United States, there are real issues of trust between the African American community and the healthcare system.
And new this morning, Los Angeles health officials have released new numbers that show African Americans there appear to be dying from COVID-19 at higher rates.
It is the first official view on how the virus is affecting different racial groups in California. CBS's Tom Waite has more.
Health disparities have always existed for the African American community. But here again with the crisis, how it's shining a bright light on how unacceptable that is.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci spotlighting the massive societal rift being exposed by the COVID-19 virus.
It's not that they're getting infected more often, it's that when they do get infected, their underlying medical conditions, the diabetes, the hypertension, the obesity, the asthma, those are the kind of things that wind them up in the ICU and ultimately give them a higher death rate.
After being asked about it for weeks, the LA County Health Department released the first breakdown of coronavirus deaths by race. The data is preliminary and partial. So far, these are the percentages of deaths: 28% Latino, 27% white, 19% Asian, 17% black, and 9% other. The health department says, based on population and death rate, it does appear African Americans are dying at a slightly higher rate in LA County.
I think that we are probably looking for an explosion because of the under testing.
Kenneth Orduna is president and CEO of Central Neighborhood Health Foundation, which has six clinics, some located in South LA and Long Beach. Orduna says his clinics took measures early to protect patients.
Went through our patient file in our electronic medical records and identify those patients that had diabetes, that were been treating with diabetes, treating them for obesity, treating them with hypertension. And once we've identified that core group, we started contacting those patients immediately.
Dr. Suman Radhakrishna is director of infectious disease with Dignity Health California.
It's a wake-up call. And if there's something we can fix, I think this is a good time to look into it and fix it. So going forward, nothing like this happens. But for the moment today, what we need to do so that we prevent more people from dying is making sure we keep that social distancing.
Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti says that no group is immune to the coronavirus. It is, though, affecting people with pre-existing conditions found in poor communities.
The number of COVID-19 cases in assisted living facilities across the Bay Area is on the rise. The Alameda County Health Department is confirming a coronavirus outbreak at Gateway Care and Rehabilitation Center in Hayward. The Mercury News reports 21 residents have tested positive and about 20 or more staff members could be infected. Officials are still waiting for test results. And this is just one in a number of outbreaks at long-term care facilities around the Bay Area, including in Pleasant Hill, Castro Valley, Orinda, Kentfield, San Francisco, and San Jose.